the trappings of a city, but feels more like a town. And everywhere you look, oh, there's mountains all around. Old Prescott, dear Prescott, don't you just love that sound?
In our 7 o'clock hour, where we talk about interesting Arizona people, places, and things, we've brought in Reagan, owner of the Hike Shack in Prescott. And we're going to talk about all the miles of trails that we can enjoy this weekend. It's crisp mountain air.
So after you finish the parade in the morning, right, if you're going up for the day, you could, and then...
Usually you have about a 3 or 4 hour gap. And I mean, right from downtown Courthouse Square, there's trails that leave from downtown. They connect to other trails, and we'll talk through a couple apps that people can use and download. But I'm a map guy. I've always loved maps, and I'm very intrigued by Reagan's map.
Tell us about that map you have in the store. And by the way, so if you're going on this hike after the parade, stop by the Hike Shack. It's right there close to downtown, just right in that area, and you can get what you need. So Ms. Reagan, tell us about this map.
We sell the Prescott Trails map, and the city has put together an excellent map for our area. There's hundreds of miles in the city of Prescott alone. And it is rated by difficulty. So the green are easy, blue is intermediate, black is challenging, and it'll tell you where you can't maybe take a horse, but most of them you can take them. And there are some that you can't take bikes on, but not very many. For the most part, you can run, you can bike, you can hike. They're excellent for whatever you want to do outside.
Looking for it online, and again, the digital just never does it for me. I love having a map, and I love following a map, and that was one thing that really, for me, was the interesting part of hiking. But having a map, finding a trail, and following it along, and the elevation change and the topography, that part of it is really what drew me into it.
Well, that comes from your dad. What are those maps called that he has all rolled up in the, what kind of maps are those?
U.S. Forest maps?
Yes, he has probably 200 of those.
All of Arizona.
All of Arizona, yeah. We know, he knows every inch, doesn't he?
And he's got notes on every one of them, on where he's been and what he's seen, and it's a lot of fun to look through them in the years he was there. It's almost like a
journal, almost, right? So tell us about that app you found, Romy.
AllTrails.com has 62 hikes that are either in Prescott or Prescott National Forest, and it's really a very interesting way that they have it broken up. Reagan had mentioned their maps, easy to hardest, based on color coding, just like you would a ski map. But on AllTrails.com, your filter, when you get to Prescott or whatever your destination is, it gives you all types of filters that you can click: dogs unleashed, kid friendly, birding, hiking, natural trails, trail running, walking, forest, partly paved, views, wildlife. It'll give you the elevation changes. People can post photos of it, and you can actually look at reviews of what people say about the hike that have been on it. So it's a community hiking, and website alltrails.com. 62, either in Prescott or Prescott National Forest.
How many do you know of, Reagan? Is that like the official number, or is that just what's on this app?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a bunch more than that. So now, really, your only book is the Prescott Circle Trail. That is a 50-plus mile trail that goes around the perimeter of Prescott. And there's segments that you can get in the book. It details each segment and tells you how to get there, how long they are, how difficult. When you had talked about loving reading maps and watching the elevation gain, it's cool in Prescott because you have different options. If you want something easy for the family, there's that. If you want something really challenging and you want to try out your backpacking, there's that. We don't have as many overnight trails, but boy, I have tried out backpacks and gone up and down multiple trails in Prescott just to make sure when I hit the Grand Canyon, I'm ready to go.
And when you say you don't have a lot of overnight camps, there's areas you couldn't just stop and put up a tent on the side of the trail?
Oh, yeah, there are definitely areas you can do that. I guess it's so funny, growing up in Prescott, I never camped here. But we've had a lot of people that camp on the Circle Trail, and then there's National Forest all around us. So, yes, there's definitely opportunity.
And south of Prescott, you actually kind of go up a little bit in elevation as you go into the Bradshaw Mountains, and the pines get thicker and deeper as you go into it. Or you can go north, and it starts to thin out as the elevation drops, and it opens up into the plains, into Chino. You've got Granite Mountain to the west, the amount of elevation changes and the amount of different vegetation you can see in this very short stretch is really one of the great things about Arizona, just so much to see.
Definitely. And what's cool, too, is a lot of our trails, like the majority of our trails, will give you a view of something. It's so neat because you just get different angles depending on where you're going. But it's gorgeous. Prescott's a wonderful place to play outside. Most of the time, people walk in the door and just say, where should we go?
Looking on your website, too, it looks like you have some fun employees who could really fill you in on some fun places to go and things to do.
Definitely, definitely. In this outdoor world, there are some cool people, and they just love to be outside and play. And ours, we have a lot of employees that do different things, some that absolutely love climbing. The majority of them like to hike and bike. But it's kind of fun when we've got people who like to do a little bit different things out there, too. So that's fun. We have a variety.
So, Reagan, let's talk a little bit about someone who's never been hiking and would really like to get into it. And they come into your shop. What kind of things are really basic to start with?
Let's start with socks.
Start with socks?
I know.
Rosie's big on socks.
I've seen liners
big on
and
socks too?
Then socks. And
Toe socks.
Half the people, they like the liners. Half the people don't. Liners or no liners on your socks?
We carry them. We don't sell them nearly as often as our merino wool socks. The new merino wool socks are so nice that you usually don't need a liner. The liner would be if you need to add warmth. Then it's a good way to go. Otherwise, you really don't need it. There are lots of different thicknesses. And it's so funny that you asked to start there because my first thought was, be prepared and start from your feet up because your feet can make or break your experience. So we try to put you in the right socks for whatever you're doing. Insoles, if you need them, we have a huge variety of those as well. And then the right shoes for your feet. There are lots of different options, wide, narrow, high, low, waterproof, not waterproof, rigid, soft. So there's a lot of things to look at depending on where people want to go and what their feet look like. And then we can determine what would make their experience best.
And when you're talking through all these different options, once we get shoes selected, we've got our boot put on, how do you break that in? I mean, you don't put it on and then immediately go for a 20-mile hike.
Probably not. So a lot of them, the more time, well, any shoe, the more time your foot is in it, the better it's going to feel. So even if people are not quite sure if after 20 miles they're going to love it, we tell them to go home and put them on and just keep them on in the house first. Wear them as much as you can and see how that feels. Socks make a big difference, and then lacing techniques make a big difference. So we play with all of those things, and we have had people who were going into the canyon the day after they bought boots. It does happen. I would not recommend it, but it does happen.
I think those people that have done that probably wouldn't recommend it again.
I think you're right. What do you think about poles? Hiking poles or no?
I love trekking poles. I have my 14-year-old daughter carrying trekking poles when we go on. She carries them more on the longer, more severe hikes, and every time she puts a backpack on, I make even her carry them. But I love them because they take the pressure off your knees and your hips. And I have issues with both. I also love them for balance because I have a hard time looking down when I'm hiking. I'm usually looking up at everything around me.
I agree. I just started using them for the same reason because I didn't like watching my feet. And if I have those poles out in front of me, I don't have to worry about it as much. So I really, really have come to love them. I thought they looked like old lady equipment at first, but if you use them, I'm all right.
I love it. You actually burn more calories when you're using them and you use your upper body strength as well. So
get your whole body involved for a workout.
There you go.
When are they going to make one that has like a one-shot bullet out of the bottom for like fending off bears or something or attacks? That's when I'll buy one.
I have had people buy them for those carbide tips just to give them something that feels like a weapon.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I bet you there's lots of events coming up in the area for if you want to get out and enjoy it. Enjoy the outdoors.
Definitely. Tonight is the courthouse lighting, and it will be cold. Bundle up. We have gloves. We have hats. We have hand warmers if you need those. So please come out in that. It's such a neat experience. And if you don't make it tonight, The courthouse will be lit from now until, I think it's the second week in January. And so any night you can walk around down below, and it's just beautiful. It's a wonderful experience. Then next Friday night, I believe that's
the 7th.
This coming Friday night, the 7th, mm-hmm. is what they call Acker Night, where all the businesses downtown will open late and have musicians in our stores. So you can come in and listen to music. Some stores will have hot chocolate or coffee or apple cider. This year, we're going to have Christmas cookies. So we will have a bunch of cookies from Grandma's Bakery, another local downtown store.
And what kind of music will y'all be playing in your store? Or do you not know until the musician shows up that they assign to your store? Do you get to pick them, or are you assigned?
Yeah, some years we have chosen. This year we didn't have anybody approach us. So we were just assigned two different musicians. One will play the first half of the night, and the other will play the second half. And I actually don't know either of them. So it's just going to be a fun atmosphere, and I don't know about the music. I'm sure it'll be great.
And if a local musician in Prescott was interested in that, how does a local musician get involved? Do you contact City of Prescott Chamber of Commerce? Is it the people that put on this specific event? Is that different than the chamber?
Yeah, if you Google Acker Night, that's probably the best. The Acker Night Committee is really who puts this on, and they would probably be the best avenue to go. And definitely, we have so many stores that are getting into it that there's lots of opportunities if anybody, any musicians in Prescott want to join.
And that's Akron? Like, spell it for me.
A-C-K-E-R.
Akron Night. Okay, now I found it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, Reagan, you have just been a great guest. You're very passionate, I can tell, about what you do. And just an admirable... I'm sorry. you're very passionate about what you do, can tell you really enjoy it, and I know that anybody who stops by the store would be able to find what they needed as far as being outside in Prescott. Would you like to just tell real quick your address and invite people in?
Sure. The Hike Shack is located at 104 North Montezuma Street, and we are pretty much on the Courthouse Square. We are on the busiest corner in downtown Prescott. This is one of my favorite times of the year. It is cooler up in Prescott, but boy, if you bundle up, you can still go out and play and see some really extraordinary things.
Go outside and play. That's right. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That's what the outdoor. That's what the 7 o'clock hour is all about. And we've got a special guest coming in next segment to talk about homemade eggnog before we go into our first broadcast of the month with the Farm Bureau talking about eggnog commodity. And our outdoor living hour here at Rosie on the House.